Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your coming here and giving us a chance to speak about the absolute artist. Krishna's name is Natobar. Natobar. Natobar means the greatest dramatic dancer. And another is name is Natu Natu Dharu Jatha. He is dancing in such a nice way that he attracts everyone. So in the Vedas, it is said about Krishna, how great artist he is. Natasya karjam karananca vidyate. The absolute personality of Godhead, he has nothing to do personally. Natasya karjam karananca vidyate. Karjam means work. He hasn't got to perform any work, although he is the greatest worker. Natasya karjam karananca vidyate. Natasya sama adhikasya drishyate. And nobody is found greater than him or equal to him. In this world, every one of us, we know that somebody is lower than me, somebody is greater than me, and somebody is equal to me. That is our experience. We cannot say that I am or you are absolute. Nobody is absolute. However you may be great in the estimation of others, you will find somebody is greater than you, and somebody is lower than you, and somebody is equal to you. But so far the greatest absolute personality of Godhead is concerned, natasya sama adhikasya drishyate. By experimental study, by research work, by great saintly persons, sages, they have concluded natasya sama adhikasya drishyate. Nobody is found, sama means equal to him, or adhika, adhika means greater. That is the experience. And still, he has nothing to do. Natasya karjam karanam chadi. Parasya shakti vividhaiva suyate. His energies are multifarious, various kinds of energy. And the energies are working so nicely, as if sabhavika jnana kala kriyacha, natural gift, knowledge, art, sabhavika and strength, sabhavika jnana bala kriya. It's like you are artist, you are painting one picture, one flower, very nice flower. You have to take your brush, the color and the plate, so many things, and you are taxing your brain how to make it beautiful. But you see one rose flower in the garden, not only one rose flower, many millions of rose flowers. They are coming out, very artistically painted. But when he asks, the answer is that it is nature. But if you go deep into the matter, though, what is this nature? Nature means an working instrument, that's all, an energy. That is nature. There is energy. Or shakti, energy, power. There is power. Without power, how the rose flower is coming to beautiful shape from the bud? There is power. That power is Krishna's power. But that is so subtle and working so nicely that overnight we see that a beautiful flower has come out. But there is working, there is brain, but they are working so swiftly and subtly, we cannot see how it is being worked. Just like when you paint one picture, I can see, everyone can see that you are working. But this painting or this working of the actual rose flower, that is also being worked out by several energies. Don't think that it is coming out automatically. No, nothing comes out automatically. It is coming out of the energy of the Supreme Law, but the energies are so subtle, nice and artistic that all of a sudden you see a nice flower. So, he is the greatest artist. Just like nowadays the electronic age, the artist or the scientist just pushing on one button and it is working so nicely. Nowadays it is very easy to understand. In the aeroplane, the pilot is simply pushing on button, and such a huge machine, just like a small city, it is flying in the sky and the wings are working, the machine is working, but we see that a person is simply pushing some button. As it is materially possible that a man of this world can work so wonderfully simply by pushing some button, so how much great is God or Krishna? God is great. How his brain is fertile, how energies are fine, that simply by his desire, and let there be creation, immediately everything is there. So that is the greatest artist. Simply we have to understand, if we take things very insignificantly, by nature, but you cannot explain what is nature. In the garden, you see, different flowers are coming out, the same ground, the same water, but different flowers are coming out, different flavor, different color, all different varieties. So, the answer is, bijoham sarvabhutani. He is the seed, he is the seed. You have seen the banyan tree, a small seed. But the small seed has got so potency. If you sow it in a nice place and water it, one day it will come a big banyan tree. Now, what are the potencies? What are the artistic arrangement, scientific arrangement within the small seed that it grows a big banyan tree? Not only a big banyan tree, but also many millions of big fruits, and within each fruit there are millions of seeds, and each seed contains the potency of another tree. So where is your science in that way? Where is that artist within this material world? Where is that displeasure of that artistic war. These things should be inquired. This is called Athatha Brahma Jignasa, the Vedanta Sutra. This is the first aphorism that in the human form of life, these inquiries should be made. These studies should be made. This is a fact. You cannot manufacture such machine that automatically a rose flower is coming out. You cannot make a chemical combination or a tablet which contains a big banyan tree automatically will come out. So don't you think there is need of artistic brain and scientific brain? If you simply say it is nature, that is not good explanation. But the Vedas gives us information. No. Janma adarsha jataha, the absolute truth is he from whom everything is being generated. First aphorism is athato brahma jignasa. Greater thing. We are engaged in smaller thing. We become amazed when we see a small Sputnik is flying in the sky and it is trying to go to the moon planet, and you are giving all credit to the scientist. And scientist is challenging, what is God? Science is everything. But if you are cool-brained, then you will see that now, in comparison to the Sputnik, there are millions and trillions of planets and stars, big planets like Sun planet, which is 1400,000 times bigger than this Earth. Apart from Sun planet, if we take this teeny planet as the planet on which we are living, there are so many oceans, so many mountains, skyscraper buildings. But if you go above this planet a few thousand miles, you will see just like a spot, this big planet. You will see just like a spot. Not only a spot, this one planet, but there are millions of planets. They are floating in the sky like swaths of cotton. See, if we give so much credit to the artist who has manufactured this Sputnik, how much credit we shall give to the person who has manufactured this arrangement? This is Krishna consciousness. To appreciate the greatest artist. We are all artists, but when we appreciate the greatest artist, Krishna, then our life is successful. Otherwise, whatever we are doing, it is said that we are being defeated. Unless we come to the point to appreciate the greatest artist who has created all this arrangement, appreciation we find in the prayers of Brahma. Brahma, who is the creator of this universe. So, he is writing in appreciation of Govinda. Now, so far, this universe is concerned. It is said, Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti kotishu asesu vasudhadi vibhuti vinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam asesu bhutam govindamadi purusam tamaham bhajami. Now, we are trying to understand the planetary system by our scientific method. But we could not finish even studying one nearest planet, the moon planet. And what to speak of all the millions and millions of lives, you see. But we get this knowledge directly from Brahma Sanghita. What is that? Jasya Brahma Prabhavatu Jagadanya Koti. By the effulgence, glaring effulgence of the rays of the body of Krishna. Jasya Brahma Prabhavatu. There are innumerable universes. We cannot study even one universal position. But we get information from this Brahma Sanghita that there are innumerable universes. And in each and every universe, there are innumerable planets. Jasya Brahma Prabhavatu Jagadanya Koti. Jagadanya means universe. And koti means hundreds and thousands, 100 times of 100,000. That means innumerable. There are innumerable universes, innumerable suns, innumerable moons, innumerable planets. So this is being possible in the effulgence, Brahma Jyoti of Krishna. Krishna's bodily effulgence is called Brahma Jyoti. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahmana Ahama Pratistha. The Brahma Jyoti, those who are jnanis, those who are trying to approach the absolute truth by mental speculation, by dint of our teeny knowledge, they can at most approach to this Brahma Jyoti. But that Brahma Jyoti is only emanation of the bodily effulgence of Krishna. Jasya Prabha Prabhavato. Just like the light and the illumination is coming from the light, from that localized bulb. Similarly, the Brahma Jyoti is coming out. That's the sun sign, the best example, the sun sign. Illumination of the sunlight, sun sign, is coming from the sun planet. The sun planet is localized, we can see it. And the effulgence, and the bodily effulgence of the sun planet is distributed all over the universe. Similarly, sun planet is one of the material creation of Krishna. But as the moon planet reflects the sun planet, similarly the sun planet also reflects Brahma Jyoti. And the Brahma Jyoti comes out of the bodily effulgence of Krishna. This information we get from Brahma Sanghita, Jasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagadanya Koti, Koti Su Asesa Vasudhadi Vibhuti Vinnam, Tad Brahma Nishkalam Ananta Asesa Bhutam, Govindamadi Purusam Tamaham Vijayami. So, therefore, the greatest art is to understand Krishna. Greatest art. If we actually want to be artist, then we shall try to understand try to be intimately associated with the greatest artist, Krishna. For this purpose, this society is established. This society's name is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The members of this society are trained to see in everything the display of Krishna's artistic sense. That is Krishna consciousness. In everything, the devotee sees the artistic hand of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. And actually that is so. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, that whatever you see, everything is emanation from me. Aham sarvasya prabhava. matta sarvang pravartate. Everything comes out of my energy. Matta sarvang pravartate. Everything. Iti matya. One who understands this fact, that Krishna is the origin of everything. Sarva karana karana. Ishara parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. Ishara Krishna is Ishara, Supreme Controller. Just like in your institute, there is a director who gives you direction. Similarly, the Supreme Director, artist, is Krishna. Ishara Parama. He is giving direction, Ishara, controlling everything. Here, in this material world, we have got experience of a controller. Every one of us is a controller. You are controller, I am controller. But above me, there is another controller. And above that controller, there is another controller. Another controller. You go on searching out, controller after controller. When you come to the Supreme Controller, that he is not controlled by everyone, but he controls everyone. That is Krishna. That is Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. This is our definition of God. God means controller. So everyone is controller. In that sense, everyone is God. But everyone is not Supreme God, Supreme Controller. Suppose I am controlling some of my students, but I am being controlled by somebody else. Similarly, he is also controlled by somebody else. That is our practical experience. But the Supreme Controller means who is not controlled by anyone, but he is controller of everyone. That is God. Nowadays it has become a cheap business to see so many gods, but you test this, whether he is controlled by anyone. If he is controlled by somebody, then he is not God. If he is simply controller, then you can accept him as God. That is the definition of God, very simple definition. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radi Govinda, Sarva Karana Karana. The Satchidananda, there is in the Vedanta Sutra, there is another aphorism that Anandamaya Vyasat, by nature, the Supreme Absolute Person is Anandamaya. The artistic sense, you are engaged in artistic work just to have a pleasure, ananda, anandamaya vyasa, that pleasure, rasa, a mellow, by painting one picture, you enjoy some rasa, mellow, otherwise why you are working so hard? There is a pleasure. The Krishna is rasa vaisa. Raso Vaisa. He is the reservoir of all pleasure. Satchidananda Vigraha. These words are used. Sat Chit Ananda. Ananda means pleasure. His pleasure potency is Radharani. You have seen the picture of Radha and Krishna. Radharani is the manifestation of Krishna's pleasure potency. He has got, as I have already explained, Parasashakti Vividhaiva Sriyate. He has got multi energies. And all of the energy is pleasure potency. That is Radha. Krishna is addressed in the Bhagavad Gita. Parabrahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavan. So Parabrahma. Now Brahma, they mean biggest. So for Brahma happiness that we have got experience within this world, that for achieving Brahma Sukha, or the greatest pleasure, Ananta, unlimited pleasure. Ramante Yogina Anante, Satyanande Chidatmani, Iti Ramapadenaso, Parabrahma Iti Avidhiyate. What is the meaning of Rama? Rama Krishna. The Rama means Ramante, enjoys Rama. So, who enjoys? Yogina, big yogis. Ramante Yogina, the greatest of all yogis is the Bhakta Yogi. Yogina vapi sarvesa madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jumam same jutta tamamata. These are the Vedic verses that highest yogi. There are many kinds of yogis. The topmost yogi is he who yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana. The yogis, they try to find out by samadhi the supreme person within the heart. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa pasyanti jam yogina. Yogis' business is dhyanavastita, in meditation, in full samadhi. He is seeing the Supreme Personality of God, the four-eyed Narayana. Vishnu, Devana, Ananda. They are taking pleasure by visiting, seeing Vishnu within the heart. Vishnu is within your heart. Ishara Sarvabhutanam, Riddeshe, Arjuna, Tishtati. The Supreme Person, it is Paramatma feature, localized feature. He is existing in everyone's heart. The yogi, the ultimate yogi, ultimate yoga process is to be situated in samadhi. Samadhi. Samadhi means forgetting everything external, simply concentrating on the form of Vishnu. Therefore, this is said, Jagam Brahma Varunanda Rudra Maruta Sannanti Dibbai Savai Vidai Shanga Padakrama Upanishadai Gayanti Jang Samaga Dhyana Vastita Tadgati Namanasa Pasanti Jang Yogina Dhyana Vastita. In full samadhi, in meditation, the yogis, they see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the yogi. And out of all those yogis, there, the Krishna form, Krishna has got many forms. Advaita yachyate anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusam navajovan. Adyam purana purusam. Krishna has multi forms. He is the yogeshara. The yogis, they can also sometimes expand to manifold forms. There is only one instance in the Shastra. There was a Sobhari Muni. He was a great yogi. He expanded himself to 8 forms. So yogis, they can. But if a yogi can expand himself into 8 or say several forms, how much potency is there in the yogeshara? Krishna is called yogeshara, jatra yogeshara hari. Yogeshara, he is the master of all mystic power, yogeshara. So he can expand himself in many forms, multi forms, that is explained. Advaita achyutayanadi anantarupa. Anantarupa. Adyam, but he is the original person. Purana purusam, the oldest person, because he is the original. Navajovanancha, but he is still young man. You have seen the picture of Krishna. You will never see Krishna as old man. When Krishna was in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, You have seen the picture, Krishna is driving the chariot of Arjuna. At that time his age was not less than 100 years. He had great-grandchildren. But you have seen the picture. He was looking like a boy of 16 to 20 years. Therefore, Krishna is described in the Vedic literature as Navajauvananja. Krishna's body, therefore his body is spiritual body. The spiritual, when you get your spiritual body, you also get Navajauvan. Those who are associating with Krishna in the Krishna planet, or those who are associating with Narayan in the Vaikuntha planet, they are also ever young. Their bodily features are exactly like Narayan. It is called Sarupa Mukti. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is a great science of understanding what is God. Simply with vague idea, there is God. That is not sufficient. That is good. Simply to understand there is God. Generally they do not believe that there is God. But if somebody says, yes, there is God, but I have no business with it. No. You should know God. Actually, what is his name? What does he do? Where is his residence? What is his business? You should know this. And these things are possible to understand in this human form of life. We go to the human society to speak of Krishna consciousness. We do not go to the society of animals because they have no capacity to understand. Their body does not permit to understand what is God. But the human society, it doesn't matter whether he is born in India or Czechoslovakia or Russia. I had been in Russia also. It is not that they are godless. The population is as good as in other countries, but the government is suppressed. So that is another chapter. We have some devotees in Russia, very young men, they are very much interested in Krishna consciousness, and they are chanting, although silently, so their government may not hear. There will be danger. So, Krishna consciousness is so nice, and it is a great science. Unfortunately, there is no arrangement in any university, in any educational institution, or any arts or science college. What is God? There is no such a thing. That is the most regrettable condition of the present society. So without understanding of God's science, Krishna Tattva, or the science of Krishna, the life is simply animal life. Because animals, they do not understand what is science of Krishna or God. Therefore, human society without God consciousness, without any knowledge of the science of God, it is animal society. Actually it is happening. The world is now full with so many problems, so many difficulties, because the chance of human life is being misused. The intelligence of higher intelligence. We have got higher intelligence than the animals. The animals also live on this land, but they cannot utilize their intelligence for constructing a nice building, nice garden, or industry, or trade, or car, because they have no brain. The human being has got higher brain capacity that should be utilized not only for bodily comforts. Bodily comforts, the animals, they are also trying. bodily comfort means to eat, sleep, to have sense gratification, and to defend. So that is being by the animals also, in their own way. So if we simply devote our time for these animal necessities of our life, then you are no better than animals. The higher intelligence should be utilized to know God or Krishna. When you say Krishna, Krishna means God. Simply, generally, to say God, but we give Krishna the actual name of God, the actual residence of God, the actual activities of God, actual form of God, actual associates of so many things we give. Simply to know God, just like to simply to know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, arithmetic. Arithmetic, mathematic means nothing but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's all. Now you can exchange in different way. It becomes different number. But actually it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So simply to know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's a your daughter Chan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1980. So that is not sufficient. You must know higher mathematics. How to adjust this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That is higher mathematics. Higher mathematics does not mean that some other figures are brought in. The same 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But you must know how to adjust this. These 9 figures, 1, 2, 3, that is science of God. Simply to know, that is very good. Those who are atheists, they are declining to accept the existence of God. They are less than animals. Less than animals. They are animals also. They are afraid of some higher authority. But these atheists, they are not afraid of higher authorities, although they are being kicked by the laws of material nature in every moment. Still they are proud. No, there is no God. There is no God. So that is a very abominable condition of life, less than animals. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Namanga duskitana murha prapadante naradhama. The atheist class men are described as the lowest of the mankind. Duskitana. Why? Naradhama. No, duskitana. Always engaged in sinful activities. They are Namam duskitana murha and astel. Prabhadante naradhama and lowest of the mankind. No, they are very educated. Maya apurhita jnana. Their knowledge has been taken away by the illusory energy. Why? Asuri bhava maasita. Because they have taken to the philosophy of atheism. So, their position, of course, we approach everyone. To preach the science of God consciousness. But it is very difficult. Those have taken to this atheistic view, asuri bhava maasrita. Asuri, just like we have got examples in our Vedic science, Vedic knowledge. There were many atheistic persons like Kansa, Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Dantavakra. They never accepted existence of God. But they had to accept the existence of God at the time of death. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, mrityu sarva harascha aham, that death which takes away everything from everyone, that is that death I am. So, if we don't try to see God during our lifetime, then there will be an incident which is sure as death, that death is God. So to the atheistic person, death is God. And to the theistic person, they can see premanyana charita bhakti bilochanena santas sadaiva hridayesu bilokayanti. Those have developed love of God. They are enjoying the transcendental pleasure in every moment by seeing the artistic work of Krishna. That is the position of a devotee. So we request everyone to become devotee and Krishna conscious so that you will find everywhere the artistic work of Krishna. Everywhere. Sarvatra sphureta ishtadeva murti. Sthavar jangam dakhe na dakhitar murti. Just like if you are drinking water, these things are very nicely described in the Bhagavad Gita. So you are thirsty, you require water. And when you drink water, you feel so much pleasure. Sabai, Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. So, raso vaisha. So, that pleasure, by drinking water, that pleasure is Krishna, that is stated. Raso ham apsupanti. For ordinary person who cannot appreciate Krishna, Krishna is giving instruction that when you drink water, the taste will quench your thirst and you feel relief. That is Krishna. Rasoham. In the end night. So if you simply try to understand that this taste is Krishna or God, you become God conscious. You become Krishna conscious. So it is not very difficult to become Krishna conscious. Simply you require little training. And if you read Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any raskaldam, interpretation, as it is, there it is stated, rasoham apsukavantya. If you take this, you become God conscious. You become Krishna conscious. And if you become Krishna conscious, then your life is successful. Taptadi hanga punarjanmanaiti mami. It is very easy and no loss, but the gain is very great. Therefore we request you all who are present, try to become Krishna conscious. Read Bhagavad Gita as it is and you will find all information how to become Krishna conscious. Or if you don't like to read Bhagavad Gita, please chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. He'll be Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
The points are on the coming so-called revolution or the second coming that has been prophesied by various people in the past 50 odd years. Do you have any thoughts on this? If you're expecting
second
it.
Coming of who?
Well, it's the second coming of either Christ or a total changeover and evolution of this planet.
Here it is.
What is that?
She says, "What do you have any views that for the past 50 or 100 years people have been predicting that there's going to be like a second coming or a spiritual changeover, which will have an effect on the whole planet?"
But that is being done now.
There was a time, they say, the late 1980s or the 1990s, there was to be...
Yes, the signs are like that. People are taking this Krishna consciousness movement very rapidly all over the world.
So it's just the general awareness.
So, it is not very astonishing if by 1980 there are majority population chants Hare Krishna dance. Because it is growing. Now, here is a girl, my disciple. His original name was Jenny, now he's a devotee. And she was dancing in a different way. Now she is dancing Krishna concert. She was a very reputed artist, you know, in Australia. Now she has given that. She was earning hundreds and thousands of dollars, but she has given up everything. Now she is Jagat Tarini. She is delivering the world by dancing in Krishna consciousness. So that is quite possible. It is very simple. Therefore, there is every possibility. Parang dishtani vartat. Parang dishtani vartat. Parang dishtani. When one sees better thing, he gives us the inferior. That is nature. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is better engagement of life. So, as soon as one understands this philosophy, he gives us the lower engagement and comes to this Krishna consciousness.
Is it possible for us to know the source of Krishna?
Well, Krishna is the origin. Sarva-karuna-karuna. We are trying to understand the source of Krishna because we have no other experience. We have got only experience that everything has got a cause, source. You go on searching out. It's like you are caused by your father. Your father is caused by his father. His father is cause of it. If you go on researching, researching, then you come to Brahma, the original person in this universe. Then Brahma is also caused by Garbhodakshai Vishnu. The Garbhodakshai Vishnu is caused by Karanadakshai Vishnu. The Karanadakshai Vishnu is caused by Sankarsan. Sankarsan is caused by Narayana. Narayana caused by Baladev. Baladev is caused by Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is the origin cause of everyone. He has no cause. He has no source. He is the original source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the source of everything. And Brahma sangha, sarva karana karana, the cause of all causes. So, Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes, but He is not caused by anyone. That is His supremacy. He is not caused by anyone. He is sarat. He is described in the Vedic, sarat. Self-evident. That is God.
You speak of knowing the Creator. Jesus Christ said that no man comes to the Father, and I understood by this, He speaks of the Creator, but by me. What do you think of Jesus Christ?
Yes, he says nice thing. Father, Krishna is the Supreme Father, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham bija padapita sarva joni shukantiya sambhavanti murtayaja tasang mahajani brahma aham bija padapita. There is instructed to Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, all these multi forms of living entities. 8,400,000 species of life. Their mother is this material nature, and I am the seed-giving father. So there is no contradiction between Jesus Christ's description and our Vedic description. God is the Supreme Father. That's a fact. He says, Aham bija padapita. Pita means father. So He is father of all living entities in different forms. That is, that information we get from Vedic literature.
You reach Krishna consciousness by chanting. It's one of your methods anyway.
Yes.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna perhaps tells Arjuna there's more than one method of attaining consciousness of Him, and various methods are suited to various types of people. I just wonder if you consider that the chanting method is just one or whether it's the only one.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes different yoga processes.
Yes, but he summarizes the yoga processes in the 6th chapter, last verse, yoginam api sarvesam, of all the yogis, one who always thinks of me, with faith and love within himself. Yogi namapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana, within the heart, within himself. Always think of me, Krishna. Sadhyavan bhajate jomam, engaged in devotion. Same yuktada, he is the high, topmost. He has described different process of yoga system. That's a fact. But he concludes that one who is thinking of Krishna always within himself, with faith and love, he is the topmost. So we are teaching our disciples to think of Krishna always, 24 hours. It's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If you chant and hear the words Krishna, then you become the topmost yogi. And simplest method, anyone can practice it. God has given you the tongue, and you can chant Krishna. Actually, they are chanting everywhere, in all parts of the world, very easily, even a child. So this yoga system is recommended especially for this age, because other yoga systems are very difficult process for the present age. The Hatha yoga system, to sit down in a sacred, secluded place, straight, right angular, and looking towards the end of the nose, this is not possible for everyone. Therefore, the topmost yoga system is to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, and actually it is happening. Now our students all over the world, simply by chanting this holy name of God, Hare Krishna, they are quickly advancing in spiritual knowledge. That's a fact. No. So.